Tension in the Middle East shows no signs of easing at the moment, with the President of the United States being hit with another blow. Donald Trump is now claimed to have no control over the war in Iran, as Israel appears to have lashed out unexpectedly. Trump, whose doctor's daughter made a bombshell claim about his health, posted an unsettling update on Truth Social just hours ago, which has caused many people to worry. The conflict appears to have heightened as the war continues to escalate, and some fear it is spiraling out of control as the weeks go on, amid Trump's battle to try and overthrow Iran's current regime. Taking to Truth Social, Trump issued a post about an Israeli attack on the South Pars gas field in Iran on Wednesday night. In retaliation, Iran then attacked Qatar's Ras Laffan, which is an industrial area that houses the world's biggest liquefied natural gas processing facility. It comes after Melania's comments about Bahrain's mental state exposed why he can't be drafted into the army. Detailing an update on the matter, the president claimed he knew nothing of Israel's strike and threatened to take action if Iran attacks Qatar again. He wrote that Israel, out of anger for what has taken place in the Middle East, has violently lashed out. The United States knew nothing about this particular attack, and the country of Qatar was in no way, shape, or form involved with it, nor did it have any idea that it was going to happen. Trump went on to say Iran didn't know this, and stated its retaliatory attacks on Qatar's Ras Laffan were made unjustifiably and unfairly. He also made it clear that Israel will not hit Iran's South Pars gas field again unless Iran unwisely decides to attack another innocent nation, such as Qatar. If Iran decides to launch another attack, Trump warned the United States will massively blow up the entirety of the South Pars gas field, at an amount of strength and power that Iran has never seen or witnessed before. Despite the threat, he said he doesn't want to permit this level of violence and destruction because of the long-term implications for Iran, but if Qatar's LNG is again attacked, he will not hesitate to do so. Since the post was published, it got a lot of people talking, and it's clear they have very specific thoughts. When the post was shared on X by the White House, thousands of people responded. One person said, "Trump's made too many mistakes already. He needs to leave the Middle East, in the best interests of the United States and the region." Another added, "Trump has zero control of what Israel decides to do." A third replied, "Worst president in American history. Totally out of control. What a disgrace." Meanwhile, a fourth also commented, "He sounds unhinged." Someone else also noted, "You have no control." It comes after various allies refused to join Trump's war. On Tuesday, March 17th, it was reported a French general said joining President Donald Trump's war is like buying a discounted ticket for the Titanic after it had already hit the iceberg. Former commander of the French Foreign Legion, Michel Yakovlev, appeared on LCI, where he detailed why France should not get involved in the conflict. This week, various allies rejected the idea of offering military support for Trump's war with Iran. "You can't have an American operation where they're bombing whatever they can, and then below that, the Europeans doing something else," Yakovlev said according to translators. No, it has to be one sole operation, under a NATO flag. I don't think he's understood that. As well as this, Yakovlev suggested sending ships to help Trump would not only put the vessels at risk, but may also enable others to become involved in the conflict's politics. It comes after Trump's strange reaction after discovering the new Supreme Leader's sexuality.